I'm Tracy. On everything, I call myself Fuzzy and Blue. And I'm going to read you a true story called Red Tide. I made a hard copy because I can't read off a screen for the life of me, as I discovered while trying to find write-ups that would be suitable for performance. So, Red Tide. This is as real as magic gets. Tonight, the Pacific's waters are inexplicably rich with nutrients, to the point where plankton have grown exponentially dense and glow when they crash into each other, with the breaking of waves, or the friction of the sand as the waves recede, or as feet strike the wet sand, or curious hands splash in the water, or any of a number of things my friends and I try. Bioluminescence. I think I misspelled that, but even if it were spelled correctly, it would fail to completely describe the scene. We're a little drunk, but this would be cool, way cool, and equally awe-inspiring if we were stone-cold sober. In fact, as I sober up, my awe increases. This is no drug-addled hallucination. This is real. This is nature at her most awe-inspiring, to the point where it doesn't feel pretentious to capitalize her name. We danced. We rode in the sand with hands and feet, threw handfuls into the surf, and watched the splashes spark and glow, then fade, feeling like gods, or at least the priesthood of the dark, glowing mystery before us. I got a wet butt sitting in the sand writing notes about the sight. Greg took pictures. Zeke began a story. We were all inspired in our own way. Imagine the prettiest thing you've ever seen. Now make it glow. I almost always enjoy the waves crashing on this rocky beach near my house, but I'm usually afraid of the ocean at night. I love Mama Ocean, and she is consistently indifferent to me. She can kick my ass 6 ways from Tuesday without noticing, and I respect that. In that day's light, the plankton-ridden waves had been murky brown, and their spray faintly pungent. That night, however, they were too magical to resist.